Okay, so that was Gluttony by The Bags. And before that, we played Typical Girl, Slits, but you should already know that. Then we played Shut Up by Savages and Too Many Creeps, Bush Tetras. And we opened up tonight's edition of Crystalline Morphologies with In the Ring with the Ronettes. Woo! Woo, yeah. Hey, Gabby, tell the story about that Ronnie Spector thing you saw recently.
So I went and saw Ronnie Spector do her one-woman show, and she did this incredible performance where she basically did this reading from her book, her autobiography, and then played songs between readings, and it was this very tragic and very moving, very, very sad story of how Phil Spector totally just abused her and erased her and tried very hard to make people forget about her.
So she didn't play Be My Baby or...
I think at the end she maybe sang that song. I don't remember specifically which song she played at the end, but, you know, all these contract obligations that she has from the Ronettes and Phil Spector with Spector Music, because he wrote all the songs, he owned all the copyright to all those songs. She said at one point when she and the Ronettes sued him for like $10 million but only got one, and it boiled down to like $100,000 each, that they hadn't been paid since 1964.
Wow.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But she persevered, and she did a really great set. There's this really moving, incredible, like, one-woman show. So if you have a chance to see it, listeners, I recommend it.
Cool. So I think we're going to continue on that tip, that is yet to be identified, but Crystalline Morphologies will also have some of its usual fare later in the evening. So my name's Raquel.
Raquel, tell us why you're here.
You know, I'm visiting. I'm a newly LA exile. I moved up to the Bay Area for love and work, but I'm back in town to do a series of different artistic and community gathering oriented talks. So Gabby and myself, we did a sound textured performance at Cerritos College for the Sur Biennial over at Cerritos College. Really fantastic show curated by James McDevitt there. I don't have a lot of info handy right now at this break, but the next break I'll have more info. But Sur Biennial happens every 2 years. I feel like it's a really ambitious name, but they are undertaking some really ambitious projects, mostly showcasing some really exciting talent. Enrique Castrejon, Adrián Pavón, I believe his name. I will get the name later again. But if you can make it down to Cerritos College and check out the gallery, the Sur Biennial, it's really exciting work. And so James invited me to do a reading of an essay called Radical Narcissism. And Gabby did me the grand favor of providing a texture, a sound oral texture for my reading. And it was really a wonderful early gathering of students and us just rapping, talking, and centered around organizing the self before we go and organize within our collectivities, our collective endeavors, as if we are involved in different artistic projects, working in collaboration is part of those impulses, right? So getting to share that with some young people, and also getting to talk about things like, familial expectations, gender explosions, and community building. So, yeah, that is my jam. And then we drove from the 91 freeway, one of the greatest freeways ever created. My goodness, it gave me such heart palpitations and total joy in driving from the 91 Cerritos over to LMU and Loyola Marymount University. No longer Bayona Wetlands. We miss you. Mourn you till we join you. But we spent the afternoon talking about Riot Girl Los Angeles in Evelyn McDonald's class at LMU with 19 of her fantastic students, who we were all urging, you guys, you ladies, guys, get on down to Ladyfest Los Angeles opening tomorrow. Is it all at Chico's Justice Center in Inglewood, Chris?
No.
No. tomorrow's show takes place at Heart of Art. And where? What part of town is that in?
That's close to USC, I believe.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you know, we're living in the internet age, so we don't have to call pager numbers anymore or put the 911 codes. There's this thing called the internet, and if you just type in Ladyfest Los Angeles 2013, because for the last, 15, 16 years since the original Ladyfest in Olympia, there's been a Ladyfest in some part of the country, some part of the world, since that really special gathering way back in Olympia that Evelyn McDonald and myself were actually at. So all that to say, hello, good evening, hope you're enjoying yourself. Also, how do you gauge impact here at K-Chung? How do you know people are listening? We are online, we're not even cursing. So make yourselves known if you like what you're hearing, or if you don't like what you're hearing. What's also interesting about the internet age is that, my goodness, people really feel that they can be so angry and mean and hateful and vengeful and say all the things that they're thinking and think that they won't get any consequences, which is whatever. Anyway, again, impact any way you can get it. Cool. So kchungradio.org. That's where we're at. And we're going to go ahead and continue with sort of the theme that has organized our outing today with L7.
Yeah. little bit the worse for wear, like a thief who got caught. Oh, it's just a thing you bought. It's just another saying, why lie that everybody got taught. I can see you look to me, so what else can I do?
Expert can deal with the problem. So if there's no expert dealing with the problem, it's really actually twice the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. In America, we like solutions. We like solutions to problems. And there's so many companies that offer solutions. Companies with names like The Pet Solution, The Hair Solution, The Debt Solution, The World Solution, The Sushi Solution. Companies with experts ready to solve these problems. Because only an expert can see there's a problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. Invited to be on Oprah, and you don't have a problem, but you want to go on the show, and so you need a problem, and so you invent a problem. But if you're not an expert in problems, you're probably not going to make up a very plausible problem, and so you're probably going to get nailed, you're going to get exposed, and you're going to have to bow down and apologize and beg for the public's forgiveness. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. The shows that try to solve your problems. The big question is always, how can I get control? How can I take control? But don't forget, this is a question for the regular viewer. The person who's barely getting by. The person who's watching shows about people with problems. The person who's one of the 60% of the US population. 1.3 weeks away. 1.3 paychecks away from a shelter. In other words, a person with problems. So when experts say, let's get to the root of the problem, let's take control of the problem, because if we take control of the problem, you can solve the problem. Often this doesn't work at all because the situation is completely out of control. Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. Experts lend you money, and sometimes they lend you lots of money, and sometimes when the subprime mortgages collapse and banks close and businesses fail and the crisis spreads around the world, sometimes other experts say just because all the markets crashed doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing. And other experts say just because all your friends were fired and your family's broke and we didn't see it coming doesn't mean that we were wrong. Just because you lost your job and your house and all your savings doesn't mean that you don't have to pay for the bailouts, for the traders and the bankers and the speculators. Because only an expert can design a bailout, and only an expert can expect a bailout. Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. It's a problem. But if some of the experts say it's no problem, and if other experts claim it's no problem, or explain why it's no problem, then it's simply not a problem. But when an expert says it's a problem, and makes a movie about the problem, and wins an Oscar about the problem, and gets the Nobel Prize about the problem, then all the other experts have to agree, it is most likely a problem.
Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
Invade another country and threaten it and ruin it and create havoc and civil war in that other country. If the experts say it's not a problem and everyone agrees they're experts and good at seeing problems, then invading those countries is simply not a problem. And if a country tortures people and holds citizens without cause or trial and sets up military tribunals, this is also not a problem. Unless there's an expert who says, this is the beginning of a problem.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
See, there's a problem. And seeing the problem is half the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem.
Alrighty, that was Addicted. Emo for you. Oh, Addicted playing Bugs in Nevada, as requested by Raquel.
Yes, Kaya Wilson, that band is so underrated.
They are, they were.
Kaya Wilson when she was a baby.
They're so good, Addicted. We played Chris's request of Klaus Nomi, Simple Man. Fabulous song. And a nice, you know, nice transition there with L7 and Klaus, Shit List. That was a top hit of the early 90s. They were so good live. Danita would do her Axl Rose impersonation. They were very, very funny. So thank you, Raquel and Chris, for a fabulous day today. You guys were so wonderful. And thank you, Raquel, for letting me tag along and play with you and talk with you. And have a good outing. So we're going to leave you. Chris is up next, and we're going to leave you with some more Ronnie Spector.
To burn.